together.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Good Monday morning to you. It is 7:38 here on Palmetto Mornings, 38 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340, those listening on the app and as well as online at WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of the social media platforms.
We're making a lot of noise this morning here on Palmetto Mornings. We have members of the Winthrop University Trumpet Ensemble joining us because they have made history. We have the instructor of trumpet of the trumpet ensemble over there at Winthrop joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. It's Marissa Youngs. She's the trumpet professor at Winthrop. And Marissa, you've got an alumni joining you this morning as well as a current student.
Yes.
And we'll meet both of them in a minute. But tell us more about the trumpet ensemble there at Winthrop University.
Yeah, so the trumpet ensemble has been around for many years, and this is my seventh year at Winthrop, so it's been there probably for 20 years at this point, I would think. And so different professors have run it. And so for us, what we would do is we just have a class, and it's just trumpet players. So normally you have a band or an orchestra with a lot of different instrumentation. It's just trumpet, and so we play pieces that are actually written for just the trumpet or arrangements that are of other pieces, famous classical pieces or jazz pieces or things. And then we get to perform that on concert. We can go out into the community. So it's called chamber music. Excuse me. Whenever you have things like that, like we have brass quintets, trumpet ensembles, things like that. So chamber music is really important for the students to be able to have a chance to just play on their own. So usually you don't even have a conductor in front of them. so they kind of learn some autonomy, some independence, and things like that. And so for us, we've had this going my whole time that I've been here, and then the students kind of took it over a little bit even more this year of rehearsing on their own. So they were rehearsing, I think, two or three times a week, and with me sometimes, without me, on their own, and not even getting much course credit for things like this. They just were outside of their, you know, normal 18 plus hours of what they're doing, classwork and their jobs, that they're rehearsing together. so the National Trumpet Competition is what their main goal was to try to get into that. So that's this huge national competition.
And they got it.
And we got in the large ensemble division. Yeah, so it's really cool.
And this is the first time that Winthrop has ever been able to compete at this level and have been invited to compete?
Yeah, so there's a preliminary round where you do a recorded audition. And so we had to record the ensemble, turn that in, and then you find out about a month or so later if you've made it or not. So, and then you get to go to the live round, which for us is quarterfinals. And then live, you get to do quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, and that will be in Fort Worth, Texas in March.
Now, how many people or trumpet players are in the ensemble itself? Are we talking like 5 or are we talking like 20? What does that look like?
Yeah, so for ours, we have 7 in this one. So we're considered the large ensemble division. And there are small ensembles that go to the National Trumpet Competition that are 4 to 6. We can be 7 to 10. And any trumpet ensemble can have as many as you want, but this one has rules where you can't double up a part. So there are actually 7 individual parts. And the cool thing about chamber music is the music is usually much harder per student or per performer, that you don't have much time to just rest while the clarinets come in, or you don't have time like that. And then your part is much more difficult with many more notes, many more things happening with that. So it's much more difficult music for us most of the time.
Marissa, are there different types of a trumpet, or do the players or the musicians play the exact same instrument?
Yeah, so
that is the trumpet.
In this particular ensemble that we chose, the piece we chose is just for B-flat trumpets, like you'd see in any band room across the state. But yeah, there are lots of other instruments, and maybe when Courtney talks about her group, there's some other instrumentation that she's used and will use this year as well. But yeah, it's for us just the regular trumpet and just playing a lot of notes.
Well, we're going to catch up with Courtney Wyatt in a minute. She's from Clover High School, and they've competed at the high school level it 3 or 4 times, but let me toss it over real quick to Josh Fry. Now, Josh is a name you've probably heard a lot here on Palmetto Mornings because Josh makes sure we look great on television for CN2. And Josh, you're a member of this trumpet ensemble. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit for you? Why did you want to get involved in this?
Well, I played trumpet since I was in sixth grade, and it's my scholarship instrument at Winthrop. So I get a music scholarship playing it. It's the way I maintain my scholarship is playing the trumpet, and I enjoy it. And my goal this year was to go out with a bang because I'm graduating in May. And my main focus was set on NTC, and here we are.
Why, other than the experience, what will making it to nationals and performing and competing, what will that mean for the ensemble, for you obviously as a senior, but also for those coming behind you?
I think it brings in it does bring together our ensemble more as a group, knowing that we can compete at any level at this point. It also brings in a little bit of recruitment for future trumpet players that are from the state or out of state that want to come and, you know, have the same opportunity year after year.
That's great. So you're on a music scholarship at Winthrop?
Yes,
excuse my ignorance. I did not know that was possible. Yes. So that's fantastic. Yep. Well, way to go. We can't wait to cheer you guys on. Of course, I know you'll keep us in the loop daily here. Well, let's toss it over to Courtney Wyatt. And Courtney, you're the associate band director at Clover High School. You're also a Winthrop alum and also alum of the trumpet ensemble.
I am.
So just hearing now that they get to compete in this national competition, what's your reaction?
It's amazing. I mean, when we saw the post, we were together and we saw the post and we saw the high school, our high school students made it, and we were excited. And then a couple minutes later, we were like, we need to check the large ensemble. We checked that and we just jumped for joy. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge undertaking for what Winthrop's done. And it's just the level for high school, but also for college, to be able to be an alumni and see their name up against, you know, universities that have 30,000 people in them and have doctoral trumpet players versus Winthrop that is, you know, at this point, you don't have any master's students. It's all undergrad. Yeah, so to see the level of competition that they're, you know, that they are with and against is pretty amazing.
Now, at the high school level, Clover High School is competing the high school ensemble division for the trumpet, and this is the third time y'all have done this.
Yeah, we made it. We actually made it in 2020, and it was March 13th. I remember this. As we were supposed to leave, and the next day, and it was the day that the world shut down. So it's kind of been our mission. That was our first year we made it, but we never got to go. So it has been our mission since. So we've been two times. This will be our third time we've actually got to go and compete, but it's the fourth time we've been into the semifinal round for the high school division.
Now, do other instruments have ensembles like this, or is it strictly just for trumpet? What does that look like?
This competition is strictly for trumpet, but there are other opportunities for other instruments. Like, so at Clover, we have several chamber groups, and one of them, last year I went to Houston with my saxophone ensemble, and they have a competition that they can do there in Houston as well. So there's lots of different things throughout the nation, but I'd say that this is probably one of the most competitive.
And is it, I mean, I would think that if you are a part of an ensemble like this that gets to go and compete and, you know, you advance, that are there opportunities for them to then become professionals? Like, do people, I mean, these judges, like, are they seeing them and saying, hey, you know, this guy's really good or she's really good. Like, we need to grab them out. What does that look like? I would think that would be a huge opportunity for the students.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually, that we have, of our Clover students that have been in the trumpet ensemble over the years, almost all of them have now majored in music, and most of them get really large music scholarships. And it's really neat because three of the students that were my former students are now in the Winthrop ensemble.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Really
that's
cool. So connection. We're going to go on
like
a combined trip.
Yeah.
So for the high school students, they get the attention of the colleges, and for the college students, you get the attention of the professionals. So it just feeds,
perpetuates
upon itself. Marissa, when you all play, what are they judging you all on? How do you win this, and do you win, excuse my ignorance, a trophy and ribbons and medal? Like, what do you win, and how are you judged?
Yeah, so there's usually three winners that are named at the finals. There's only three that make it to finals. I think the top prize in a lot of these is like $3,000 to $5,000 for the whole ensemble to split. And then some of the other divisions, like, people will win trumpets, or they're, you know, which are worth equal amounts, you know, and so they have a lot of prizes like that. Then you get the plaque or the trophy. Clover actually, what was it, 2 years ago?
In 2022, Clover was placed second.
In the whole nation.
In the whole nation, wow. which was pretty amazing. Yeah. And we actually did not, we had another competition that we needed to have our students back in South Carolina, so we actually were supposed to fly out before the finals because we didn't think that we would. We were like, yeah, it's our first time going. You see like Juilliard and students that are coming in the preparatory mm-hmm. for Eastman, and like I was like, and we're from Clover, like we're just gonna come have a great time. We're gonna, you know, eat some good food. We're gonna go home. And we had to, when we were flying to the airport, we found out we made finals, so we had to end up changing our whole plans. We had to get, you know, a new hotel. We actually had to move hotels because our hotel room was out. We had to get new flights. We had to stay an extra night. Huh. And then we ended up placing second. And then basically the money the kids won helped to pay for all of our travel expenses. I was like, all right, let's get this money and it's our new hotel flight and hotel home. But yeah, it was amazing. Amazing experience that year.
Well, they won't forget it, right? No. I mean, look, no. You're still sharing that story 3 years later.
Yeah.
And you're judged on what? Like,
yeah,
how are
so,
you judged?
There are some specific categories, but with the general, you know, technique of the instrument is part of it. So that would be like, how is your tone quality? You know, a lot of things like the technique of you, like the articulations, things like that, where like how fast you're playing, things that they're mm-hmm. kind of looking for is like, are you perfectly together as an ensemble? Are the individual sounds good? And then I think one of the things that's really started to hit lately is they're looking for a real performance. Like mm-hmm. we call it maybe expression or musicianship mm-hmm. or performativity is another thing. So you have groups, most groups will go memorized. They'll memorize the whole piece of music they're going to do, which is usually about a 7 to 8 minute piece. And then they'll even have some light movements with that and trying to like connect with the audience a little bit more.
Make it fun.
Yeah. So if people have seen like Canadian Brass or something, it might be like kind of up to that kind mm-hmm. of performance mm-hmm. level that is kind of expected now. And then some groups, you know, just perform the piece and it's totally fine too. But yeah, we're seeing it to be much more of like this
performativity
side.
Yeah.
Kind of flashy.
Really
yeah.
fun.
Very much.
Really fun. Yeah.
So Winthrop University's Trumpet Ensemble, they've advanced to the live round of the National Trumpet Competition. It's going to be held in Fort Worth, Texas in March. The first time Winthrop has made it this far in part of this competition. Marissa Youngs is the trumpet professor at Winthrop. How can our audience, one, follow your path and your success, and two, are you fundraising? How can folks continue to support the Trumpet Ensemble there at Winthrop?
Yeah, so we have been fundraising. We will get, hopefully, some school funding as well that the students are applying for. But we do have a GoFundMe right now that our Instagram is at Winthrop Trumpets. And so people can go on at Winthrop Trumpets and then look in our bio. And we have a link to a GoFundMe, and we've been posting it all over. And so we've already had some really generous donations from folks in the areas, a lot of trumpet players, actually, that we're friends with, and a lot of family members just trying to help us out just to get the students there, because, you know, we're talking flight costs, hotels, meals, rental car. It's really, really adding up. So,
and if you win, yeah. you just reinvest it back. Like,
that's right.
Right. And then did it, Clover.
Yeah.
And then same thing, Courtney, folks can follow Clover High School in their adventures in the Trumpet Ensemble through Facebook and social media
Clover,
pages.
Okay. Clover High School Band Facebook page and Instagram page.
Well, we're extremely excited for you. And again, we've got an inside scoop with Josh Fry here, and he was telling us all about it. And we're just so happy for him, happy for the students at Winthrop University, and of course the students at Clover are getting this opportunity. Again, good luck at the National Trumpet Competition. It's going to be held in Fort Worth, Texas this March. We'll keep our audience up to date if you guys will just let us know and we'll pass it along. But, go out there and make some noise.
We will.
7:52 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 38 degrees.